humble beginnings as a cave tour attraction, Silver Dollar City has grown into a world-renowned theme park and is a pillar of the tourism industry here in Branson, Missouri. Their long-time running and old-time Christmas festival features a stunning 6.5 million twinkling lights covering the park, in addition to two Broadway-style musicals, Rudolph's Holly Jolly Christmas Light Parade, thousands of decorated Christmas trees, endless holiday comfort foods, not to mention thrilling roller coasters and amusement rides, and so much more. And that Christmas wonderland is the setting for today's edition of the Branson Christmas Podcast. We are out at Silver Dollar City for a very special edition of the Branson Christmas Podcast. My name is Kent Otto, and I have a special guest today.
I'm Becky Fairchild.
So, Becky, I know that you are one of many SDC and Branson enthusiasts, but just tell me a little bit about yourself and your background and what makes Branson such a special place for you.
Well, I just think Branson is full of magic, and that's what makes it special for me. But I started coming to Branson in 2008 and quickly fell in love with this place, the people here, everything to do here. And then I moved down here in 2015, and I own my own photography business, so I get a little bit of the inside scoop, not just of the shows and the attractions, but I've gotten lucky to meet people and know them personally, inside and outside of the shows.
So outside of your time spent in the park, you also take photos everywhere, right?
Yes, a little bit of everything. Theater, I work for the Branson Chamber, so I get to do some shoots for them. I get to do individual shoots, headshots, all that kind of fun stuff.
And what's the name of your business?
TGC Photography.
Okay, and we can find you on
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, the internet, everywhere.
All of the places.
Yes.
So, Silver Dollar City has an exciting new attraction and area this year.
Yes.
Christmas in Midtown.
Yes.
So, let's talk a little bit about our initial thoughts on that. What did you think when you first got to experience
this? The first time I got to see Christmas in Midtown was the week before the park opened, while they were still setting everything up and running tests on everything.
So, you got a sneak peek.
I got a sneak peek a couple nights before, and I walked in, and there were no words to describe it. Like, there were lights everywhere. There were lights above you. There were lights floor to ceiling. There were things spinning. There was music playing. It was something I had never seen Silver Dollar City before.
Yeah, I think one of my first impressions was that it was going to take many visits to fully digest everything there. Not just, you know, walkthroughs of that day, but just multiple days to just see everything.
I've walked through multiple times, and I find something new every time.
Right. I like all the different little peek-through cutouts.
Yes.
All that kind of stuff.
Made it very photographer-friendly, minus it being dark. But lots of photo ops just right there in Midtown. They've done a really good job of making things specifically for that purpose.
So 1.5 million lights.
Yes. I remember when the park only had 1.5 million lights on the whole park.
Right. There's a couple other theme parks that advertise holiday events, and they'll advertise that they have about that many. And I always think, that's cute.
We have that in just a small area of our park.
Right.
Yes.
But you should come to Branson because we have a few more.
Exactly. Exactly.
Is there a certain aspect or area of Midtown that you like the most?
I think the tunnels are a way cool effect.
Absolutely.
A way cool effect. And I love the trees at the park have always been my favorite.
Sure.
And so I love what they've done with some of the trees down there.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I see a lot of people on social media using the tunnels as backdrop, which is a perfect opportunity.
Yeah. Yes.
Yep.
I'm excited to get to do some more set photography moments down there as the season goes on.
It's been tough to even capture photos of that area because I don't think it quite does it justice.
It absolutely doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, it's tough. Sometimes things are better in the photos than they are in real life, but this is an
better
instance
in real life.
Exactly.
Because it is with the themed music and the music tied into the display itself, it really is a complete experience.
Yeah.
But I think my favorite viewpoint would be standing down by the Glory to God Angel wings and looking back up the hill Absolutely. And seeing Merry Christmas and all the lights and Grandfather's Mansion decorated.
Sure.
And
yep.
All of those lights.
Yeah, it's just incredible knowing what that area looked like last year or in prior years.
Right,
versus
because I
what
think if
now.
You would have asked anybody before this Christmas, so where's Midtown in Silver
mm-hmm.
Dollar City?
Right.
People would have looked at you and said, is there a Midtown in Silver
right.
Dollar City? They think it's up here where the
sure.
tree is. They think it's the square.
Yep.
So I think it's really set that part of the park
yep.
apart.
I actually had to do some investigating myself to figure out where exactly that area, you
yes.
know, was and how
yes.
far they were going to go and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's truly a spectacular addition to the park. Just when you think it can't get any better.
It does. You
it
see
absolutely
Midtown.
Does.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so aside from that, let's talk about some of our other favorite parts of just the Christmas festival at SDC.
Oh, goodness. All of it?
Right. Right. I will say that my one maybe only complaint about Midtown is that it dwarfs the rest of the park almost. It you know what
you
I mean?
Walk out of it and you feel like you're walking into a different world.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, I remember there being more lights in this area of the park. They're still there.
Yes, but they're not the LED
yeah.
bright.
Just the concentration.
Like
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I have to confess that the first few times that I visited the park during the season, I passed up the shows.
That's saying a lot.
And I don't know if it was timing or I just didn't think the quality was worth it or something like that. But I'm embarrassed that was the case because they're fantastically done.
Yes, yes.
So what's your favorite?
Well, now see, that's not a very fair question.
Not a fair question.
Yes, because like I said, these people are more than just entertainers.
Sure, sure.
To me, like I go to see the people, but I love aspects of all of them and I can sing along with every song
yep.
and quote most of the words.
Yep, same.
So I try to see them both every time I come.
Every time.
Which takes some planning.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
But it's very doable.
Yeah, so It's a Wonderful Life and Dickens' Christmas Carol
yes.
are the two kind of big
Broadway-style productions.
Exactly, and
yes.
they truly are.
Absolutely.
I mean, you'll be blown. If you haven't had a chance to see the shows, you'll be blown away by the talent and the special effects and the production. I mean, this is not a an eighth-grade version of one of these shows.
Yes, it's not your hometown theater.
Exactly, yeah. It's truly an impressive thing. And I know there are rumblings that It's a Wonderful Life may be concluding.
I think it's got
in the next couple of years.
Yeah, like another season maybe.
Yeah, which I don't know how I feel about that because
oh,
it's
I'm,
just
I
such
know,
a staple for me. So,
yes.
But, more reason to come now.
But when, yes, and when
see
one
it.
Thing goes, it's Silver Dollar City
right.
and it's Hirschen Entertainment.
Yep.
We won't be disappointed.
Exactly. And you can always go to Dollywood to see it as well
right.
afterwards because they just
correct.
Sort of brought that there a couple of years ago,
yes.
I think. So it does live on.
And Dickens isn't going anywhere. Dickens will be here forever.
The staple.
Because it is a classic.
But if you don't have a Show Lovers Pass, you do need to get to these lines early.
Yes. I think that would be my biggest statement about anything.
Yeah, true.
Plan your trip before you get here.
Yep.
And have a game plan when you get to the park, as in where you're going to go, when you're going to be there, and then add 20 minutes to everything.
Right, right. So what are some of the other sort of pro tips that you would share other than that?
Definitely a season pass makes
yep.
it worth it. If you are going to be at the park throughout the year 1.5 times,
right.
you've more than paid for your park
yep.
pass.
Yep.
So buy a park pass.
Yeah, so the 1-day tickets can seem like a lot just for the 1 day.
Exactly, and they are. But you have to know how to work the system on that too
sure.
as far as come after 3 and the next day is still good on that
yep.
same park pass.
Yeah, and I think on the holidays it's after 7 since the park's
yes.
like, which
yeah.
is perfect.
Look for the hours depending on which
yeah.
day you come.
But that's a great
theoretically throughout the year.
Sure.
You know, you can get 2 days out of 1 or
yep.
you can buy I believe they still have a 2-day park pass that you can spread out over 2 or 3 days.
And it's like a couple dollars more,
exactly.
honestly. Yeah.
Exactly.
But the after 7 deal, a lot of people don't know, and it's a great deal because you can come and see
yes.
all the nighttime activities, and the next day you
come
can do
and ride rides.
The shows.
Or during the
rides,
summer
yeah.
when it's hot, you don't have to feel like you have to spend all 10 hours at the park to make your ticket worth it.
Right.
Or if yeah. you have little kids, come for a couple hours leave come a couple hours the next day.
So your legs don't completely fall off in that one visit.
Correct.
Yeah.
And Thursday tickets too with the grocery store receipts, especially for locals.
Yep, absolutely. So those are...
I think they vary, but I think they're 40 right now. 40, 45, something like that.
Cheaper than a full price one-day
ticket.
Exactly,
yeah. And so those are only on Thursdays at all the Price Cutter location or Country Marts, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, another good deal there.
The other thing is your Silver Dollar City Season Pass will get you discounts around town at other attractions as well.
Yeah.
Especially if you're here visiting, it'll get you... discounts at certain hotels. It will get you discounts at certain other theaters.
Sure.
So it's more than just for Silver Dollar City or Whitewater or the Showboat.
Plus you get guest passes.
Absolutely. If you buy before the end of the year, you get guest passes for the next year.
Which are pretty generous. I mean...
Absolutely. And you also get a discount on regular priced tickets. Sure. I think it's like $5 or something.
Right.
Hey, $5 is $5.
Yeah, I mean, I often sometimes even forget about the guest passes that I have, and then you know,
and you do have to watch the blackout dates on them. But you also get the Silver Dollar City mailers, which have surprise coupons in them, or
there's some good ones for
good
this season,
discounts,
actually.
Yeah, for guest passes as well.
Yeah. What other pro tips can we share?
I always tell people to remember that they can bring food and drink into the park.
Yes.
It's not a closed gate, dump your water out before you come into park.
Yep.
So if you're looking for ways to save money and you feel like you've already spent a lot to just be on park, save some money on some food.
Yep.
And bring your own snacks, bring your own drinks, buy the refillable mugs that are good all season long for super cheap. And anywhere you shop on park, tell them you have a season pass. Whether or not you get a discount, I know you do at lots of restaurants and certain concession stands if it's over $5 or whatever.
Sure.
But
and the mugs are great because you can even get hot chocolate.
Yeah, they're good.
32 ounces of hot chocolate for like a dollar something.
It's a ridiculous deal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes.
So it may seem steep to make the investment first, but it pays off.
It pays off for
much
itself.
Like the annual pass.
Exactly.
It's the same concept.
Exactly.
If you average out the price, it just makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Parking is free.
Yes.
Which is kind of shocking to me still.
For sure.
that's an option.
Yes. And they will park you in all kinds of places. You just never know when you're going to where you're going to park when you get here. But they will bus you to the park and they will bus you back to your car.
Let's talk about best days to visit and maybe not best days to visit.
Well, Thanksgiving weekend is probably not the best time to visit because it's so crowded with good reason.
Except Thanksgiving Day, oddly enough.
Yes, it is a good day.
It is. There are a lot of lines for the buffets that we have observed, but the park itself is typically
This is absolutely
manageable.
Not crowded compared to what it normally is.
I know. And it's counterintuitive to what a lot of people might think.
Yes.
But I guess everybody's just busy with family events or shopping or whatever it may be. And the park does open a little later, so that could be part of it too. But yeah, the rest of the weekend is certainly
always crazy. Yeah, Saturdays, Sundays. Even though Sundays in the evening are one of the better times to come to the park because people are starting to head out of town.
But Saturdays.
Saturdays are busy.
Definitely the busiest
day of
the
week. Holidays are busy.
Yeah. Thursdays are my favorite day, typically.
Yes.
Just to avoid most of the crowds. And I will say that if you like to ride the rides, Thursday is the day to do it.
To come ride rides.
Because the people that are here are typically in the shows or checking out other things.
Correct.
So you can just walk right on most of the rides. So for amusement ride fans, it's by far the best time to ride those. Assuming that the weather's warm enough and that kind of thing. And they can
during
operate.
Christmas, earlier in the day or the afternoon, I guess I should say, is better because people start coming out after dark to see all the lights.
Sure. Yep. Absolutely. Let's see. We talked a little bit about foods, but what are some of your favorite treats to find in the park?
Christmas specific, my absolute two favorites are the wassail, the hot apple cider, and the sweet potato kettle chips.
Oh, I don't think I've had those.
They are amazing.
Okay.
And I wait for them all year
long. Where are those?
They have the best place that I get them is down across from the saloon.
Okay, got it.
And I'm not a fan of the marshmallow cream, so I just get them with the cinnamon sugar.
Sure.
and they're just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what they put in this hot chocolate, but it is the richest, sweetest.
Yes.
It's just, it's not.
I don't know that I could drink 32 ounces of it.
Right. It's a bit much, but they put, it's fully loaded. So
absolutely. Candy canes, marshmallows, yes. Chocolate chips.
It's all in there. So yeah. It's certainly something that you got to at least try once.
Yes.
Maybe get the 32 ounces and share it amongst
right,
four
32
people
ounces
or
among
like that.
A bunch of people.
I'm trying to think if there's any other major foods that I run to.
Have you had the fry bread this year?
I have not tried that yet.
It's pretty amazing.
Okay.
Down by the saloon as well.
Now, in Midtown, the
yes.
cinnamon bread is.
Yes.
Have you ever had a chance
yes.
to try that? So
amazing.
That's, I guess, maybe the only thing that I would flock to in Midtown prior to this
have
year.
Have you eaten at the Mexican restaurant?
Not
Percy's.
Yet. No, I have a lot of things to do.
It's good. It's very good.
Okay.
I would compare it to the Qdoba Chipotle
sure,
feel,
sure. Yep.
But of course with the Silver Dollar City magic.
Yep, and now a great place to view the lights
yes,
in Midtown.
Yes, because it's a
yeah.
covered porch,
yep.
and you can see almost all of Midtown
just
from the porch.
Immersed in
yes.
that area, yeah. And of course there's funnel cakes and fried
always.
Oreos.
Yes.
And
pizza down at Crossroads Pizza.
Yeah. And
walking tacos at Christmas time.
Yep. Some extravagant holiday buffets
yes.
as well with just everything you can
yes.
imagine.
And the apple dumplings with cinnamon ice cream.
Yeah. Kettle corn.
Yes.
The list just goes on and on. It's
there's never a shortage of things to
eat here. Comfort food.
Correct.
Paradise.
Yes.
let's see what else Christmas-wise that we would share as far as our best advice.
You have to see the parade at least once.
Oh, yeah. I haven't even talked about the parade at all.
I am like a 4-year-old every time I see it.
So it's twice a night, depending on the day of the week. It's either at 6 and 8 or 7 and 9.
Yes.
I got to say that I stumbled upon probably the most exclusive parade showing that anyone will ever find.
Yes.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but in between the two parades, if you're... and the moment I share this, everybody's going to flock to this,
right,
and it won't be so special anymore, but it was pure chance because some friends of mine were riding Outlaw Run, and
yes.
I chose not to, and I was waiting nearby.
I know where you're going
yes.
with this.
And so they essentially have to move all the floats from the end of the parade back to the beginning.
Right, because they have to do a complete circle,
exactly.
and they do it through the back parking
yes.
lot.
So all of a sudden, this parade comes out of nowhere. And it's very condensed, and there's nobody around.
And there's no music, and there's no...
Yeah.
...buddy yelling at people to get out of the way.
So it's the most bizarre experience, especially if you're not expecting it.
Correct.
And I was not that
suddenly,
night.
Suddenly, here's
I was
this
like, oh my gosh,
Christmas ornament.
It's amazing, yeah.
Rolling towards
so,
you.
So that's a third opportunity to
yes.
see the floats.
Yes.
But that was redone maybe 3-4 years ago.
I think this is
like
the
that.
Fourth season for the parade.
Yeah.
I think.
But there's a little bit of everything in there.
The
which,
penguins are.
I was going to say, what's your favorite?
And always will be my favorite. They're not even light up, but
yeah,
they're adorable.
The candy canes. Those are just too
yes.
fun.
And Shorty is the toy soldier.
Oh, yeah.
You know, 7-foot Shorty.
Right. Well, the toy soldiers can be kind of...
intimidating if
yeah.
you just catch them out of the corner
right.
of your eye and you're not expecting.
Yeah.
Yes.
So be on the lookout for that. I like the little twirling... I don't even know, like munchkin type
the
character.
The green and white ones?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know what we would call them.
I call them walking snowballs.
Walking. Oh, yeah. So they're fun.
And of
then,
course, Santa
right.
and Rudolph and the snowman.
And they're all the floats are outlined in
Christmas lights.
Probably thousands of LEDs.
Yes, and
you know, so
Christmas music.
There's probably
in your head the rest of the night.
A couple hundred thousand lights just roaming around the park
yes.
in the parade alone. So
and mad props to the people who drive those.
I've always wondered how that works.
Because they have a little shoebox window.
Yeah.
To watch for the light in the person in front of them. That's why those people walk down the street with the lanterns.
Got it. Oh,
and
okay.
That's all that they can see from inside the floats. So
that
I've never seen anybody hit
sense.
Anything.
Right. Yeah. Where's your favorite place to see the parade?
Wherever I can. My favorite spot is on top of Hannah's ice cream parlor, but
okay.
that's not
a little exclusive. Yeah.
Place.
Right.
Yeah.
But I also found a place last week, actually, my first time seeing the parade this season, down across from the wood carver's shop on the big hill down to the saloon.
Okay.
There's a fence right there.
Gotcha.
It's like right next to the bathrooms.
Yeah, yeah,
and there's
yeah.
not room to stand behind the white line in front of the fence. So if you hop behind the fence, you can lean on the fence.
Yep.
Nobody stands in front of you.
Yep.
And you can see everybody coming down the hill.
So the actual parade starts over...
by the Grand Exposition.
Exactly. And then it
ends... and it ends right by the Opera House. They go out the back gate by the Opera House.
So I'm trying to think... I've caught this in so many spots. Sometimes at the very beginning can be a great... spot to avoid crowds.
Yes.
But...
and the end. The beginning and the end.
Right.
But be careful if you watch it between the beginning of the parade. Anywhere along that route until you get to the square.
The middle, yeah.
Because as the parade ends, everybody follows the last float out of the park.
Right. Becomes the parade themselves.
Correct.
Yeah.
But then after the square, it's not so bad because... everybody's exiting.
That's
at
a
the
good
square.
Point. So I always recommend that if you can, do something else during the first parade.
Yes.
And wait for the second
one.
Because
all the little kids go home.
Exactly. Yeah, the park clears out. But also, I had a friend that was visiting a couple weekends ago mention that the best time to be in Midtown is during the parade.
Because everybody's watching the parade.
Exactly.
Now, the other little inside scoop is if you can time it right, you can come out of the It's a Wonderful Life show about 5 minutes before the parade
starts. Oh,
that's
right. Yeah.
So you just exit It's a Wonderful Life and stand right there.
Yep.
And that usually works out best for this last parade.
Yep. Yeah, that's the... so many little tidbits that we've just shared. So tough to digest all of them. And sometimes
don't be stealing our secrets.
Yeah, exactly. That's the biggest threat about talking about these because I'm always afraid that, you know, our favorite spot's going to be filled with people. Exactly. Yeah. What other maybe little lesser known things in the park that people should maybe seek out that they otherwise wouldn't know about or have on their schedule?
I am just such a big supporter of the shows. I can't say enough.
Yep.
It's you spend time standing in line, but do it.
Right.
Do it.
Well, and you know, Branson being an entertainment city.
Yes.
There's, you know, you just feel like you get your money's worth.
Absolutely.
When you spend the time.
And if there's really a show you want to see, invest in the Show Lovers Pass.
Yep. Yep.
Because you can't, they're like $10 a piece. You show up 5 minutes before showtime and get preferred seating.
Yeah, basically front
or
few rows.
Or buy a Show Lovers Pass for one show if you don't want to wait in two lines.
Yep. So I think those are most of the major insider tips we have, but let's talk about photography for a bit. So we both like to shoot photos across the park.
Yes.
But what are some of your favorite spots specifically to take photos beyond Midtown? Because we could spend a day there.
Forever there. Yes. Fireman's Landing.
Oh, yeah. We haven't
talked about
that.
Big area maybe, 3 years ago?
Yep.
Amazing.
Yep.
The reflection of the display in the pond right there by Fireman's Landing.
It's a peace spelled out, right? Or joy. Peace, joy. One of the two.
Okay, I have to be honest and say I haven't seen it yet this year, but I heard it was a new one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
But I don't know what
it
is. A flag or something like that.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Okay. Good to know. Well, another thing I have to add to my list
for
this season. So.
My biggest photography tip in the park is... come in the worst weather you can, meaning the coldest night because the park will be empty.
Yep.
And it's so fun after it rains.
I was just going to say.
Because Christmas light reflections in the puddles, it doesn't get better than that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, not only just to be in the park to explore, but for photos especially.
Yes.
In fact, some of the stage or stock photos that you'll see the park put out, they purposefully will wet down the sidewalks.
To get that glistening effect.
Reflection, yeah. So that it may seem like the worst night to come visit, but it actually
is one of the best.
Bundle
up, put on your boots, wear your gloves, bring your remote timer,
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. What about backdrops for family photos? What were the best spots for
that? Well, I actually have two shoots out here on Sunday.
Okay.
I love shooting out here.
Yeah.
But really, for great backdrops for family photos, you don't have to go past the square.
Yep.
All the trees are decorated. Even before you get to the gate, there's a bridge, there's decorated rocks, mm-hmm. there's decorated trees.
Where we're sitting,
yes. Any of those little tucked away places. Because to me, family pictures are not about the big picture necessarily.
Sure.
It's about those up close and intimate moments. So you find one pretty tree and stand in front of it and you're pretty golden.
Yeah, I mean, there's 1,000 lit trees throughout the park.
Yes.
So there's no
find one and
shortage
in front of, it.
Of that whatsoever. I'm trying to think if there are any... You know, particular spots that I like to shoot. Fireman's Landing is great. I mean, it is
a lot of fun.
There's
down
a certain brightness.
It's all the LEDs.
Yeah.
And those buildings are so tall.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like to shoot with fisheye, as you know.
Yes.
And
yes.
So the odd curvature of the buildings with fisheye
makes
it kind of just different and wonky and fun. So,
yes.
But of course, I really like the fully wrapped trees that, like, every little branch
is covered.
My favorite
is the blue tree right in the square.
Yep.
With the icicles on it.
Yep. And there's several right there. I think there's a red one up here.
Yes.
Blue. Yeah. So, yeah, we're actually sitting right off the main square, believe it or not. And we have a great view of the tree
everything.
And everything else. And yet kind of in a hidden little spot here that not a lot of people are noticing, which is great. So,
yes.
And there are those spots across the park. So
absolutely.
If you need a place to just
all the little tucked away areas on your way to the roller coasters or back by the Opera House or even down by Red Gold on your way to Expo.
Yep.
There's all kinds of those little spots. I used to say Midtown. It's not so tucked away and hidden anymore.
Yep.
But
it's in the spotlight now.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. But, you know, that's just a places of refuge do exist all around the park. So, it's not, you know, even on busiest days, on record breaking days,
you can still find little spots.
Yeah, exactly. Any other thoughts on just Christmas at SDC? And
you have to experience it.
Yeah.
Once you get past the parking,
right.
The parking lot.
Right.
When you get to that wreath, there's just something that changes.
Yep. Yep. It's interesting because a lot of ranking lists don't always put SDC at the top, and I don't know how that's possible.
I'm not sure either. Even though there's the big vote going on right now, and right now SDC is number one.
It is on 10 best.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And they consistently rank pretty high there, but man, I've been to a lot of different theme parks around the country for Christmas, and I just consistently tell people afterwards, like, that's
it's
great.
It's not SDC.
It's just not up to the level of SDC, yeah. So if you only have one option of a place to fully immerse yourself in Christmas for the season, this is absolutely the place to do it.
Yes, for 2 whole months.
And that's the great thing. So season pass holders, you can come back as many times as you want throughout. Yeah.
Yes.
From November, you know, the first weekend of November through now New Year's Day.
Correct. Correct. I did have to laugh. One of my friends that works here, you know, they shut the park down that week in the last week of October, beginning of November
to
transform all of this.
Sure.
Even though they start putting lights up in, you know, like July.
Yeah.
Because they do take them all down and put them all back up.
I had to ask, you know, why even take them down at all at this point? You know, and you know, they kind of said for the longevity of the lights and you know,
and
that kind of stuff.
Testing and replacing bulbs.
Exactly.
Because they do. They test every strand of lights.
Yep. Can you imagine?
I'm glad it's not my job. I'm glad it's not my job to unwind them every Christmas.
Well, and I was going to say, and to take them down, how sad.
Yes.
It would be the most depressing
job. I've been here the week after the park closes in January.
Yeah.
And you walk onto park and they're just tearing, like, taking things down.
Yeah.
And it's just depressing. And I don't stay very long.
I know. I usually try to make it here the very last day of the season.
Which is New Year's Day this year.
And this
year
it's later.
Celebration.
But yeah, it's just that mixed feeling of I'm glad I got to experience this, but knowing this is the last time for
this season,
10
yes.
months, even though it is only 10 months, but still.
It's still.
Yeah, it's still yes. kind of sad. But yeah, on New Year's, that is a big
addition.
They're
doing
this
a New
year.
Year's Eve party. They're doing a New Year's Day party.
So the 31st and the first. And the lights will all be on, but the shows and programming will be
different. No shows, but yep. They're going to have other entertainment.
Yep. So that'll be super special just to have the lights on,
yes.
but not all the other Christmas additives to it.
Correct.
So, well, are you a fan of the rides, or do you usually try to avoid them?
I am a fan of the rides. Okay. I do like to ride roller coasters.
Yep.
I usually have so much other gear with me
right.
when I come that
yep.
I don't ride them as
sure.
often as I would like to.
Yep.
But I do enjoy them. I was out here on Thursday with a little girl, she's like 7, and we rode Thunderation 6 times
yep.
in a row in the
yep.
front car.
It can, it, and at Christmas, it can be a great time to get a bird's
especially
eye view of the lights.
Like this weekend when it's so nice.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be perfect roller coaster weather.
Yep. And that's the other thing. People often say, oh, it's in Missouri. It's cold in the winter. There's no way we want to go there.
Cold is relative.
Exactly. And sometimes it's 75 degrees
correct.
And sunny in the middle of December.
Correct.
You just never really know.
Exactly.
Now, granted, the park will be very busy on days like that.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's certainly, you know, not something just to discount because you think it's going to be
right.
too cold or whatever
right.
it is. We haven't really got a lot of snow in the last couple of years. In fact, I don't know if I've ever been on park when it's been covered in snow. I don't know.
I haven't either. It's on my bucket list.
Yeah. I've seen photos of it, so it does exist. The possibility does exist.
Correct, correct.
But we've had such mild winters lately that
yes.
we haven't had that, so yeah.
It's definitely on my bucket list.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I think that's all I got
okay.
for this one, unless there's anything else
fun.
You want to... Yeah, for sure. Thank you
yeah,
for being here
really
and taking the time to share all your thoughts and tips
don't
and
go
tricks.
Stealing my spot.
Yeah, I know, exactly. And just, again, the name of your photography company?
TGC Photography.
And on
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anywhere on social media.
And so we can find your photos of the park and Branson and
it, yes, just
book private photos
yes,
and everything
exactly.
else.
Yes,
cool.
exactly.
All right. Well, thanks so much for being here.
Yes, this was fun. Thank
you.
The Branson Christmas Podcast is a production of BransonChristmas.info. Visit the website for more episodes and guides to all your favorite holiday attractions and activities, plus tips and tricks for getting the most out of your next visit. Follow Branson Christmas on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and tune in to BransonChristmasRadio.com for music and more all year round. That web address again is BransonChristmas.info. And from all of us, to all of you, have a very Merry Christmas.